Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The U.S. Supreme Court potentially dealt a blow Monday to the Alaska law that limits campaign contributions. While an appeals court had upheld the law, the Supreme Court vacated that ruling. The justices told the appeals judges to reconsider the case in light of an earlier case that could call the limits into question. Jim Crawford is one of the plaintiffs who filed the lawsuit.
It shows Alaskans that one person or two people who really care and study can take an issue as fundamental as free speech and take it up to the U.S. Supreme Court and win. It's great.
Alaska limits individual donations to $500 per year or $1,000 over 2 years. The Supreme Court noted that Alaska's limit over 2 years is more than $600 lower than the lowest amount the court has allowed in the past, adjusted for inflation. It also noted that Alaska's limit for statewide office is the lowest in the country. Jason Harrow is a lawyer with Equal Citizens, a national group that advocates for campaign finance reform. Harrow says the court could have gone further.
It didn't have any argument. It didn't have any thorough briefing. And it just kind of kicked it back down to the lower court to say, hey, maybe look at it this way rather than the way you looked at it.
The Supreme Court's order was unanimous, but Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in a separate statement that Alaska's contribution limit is different than the limits in Vermont that the court invalidated in 2006. Ginsburg also quoted from a district court ruling in favor of Alaska's limits. She noted that Alaska has the second smallest legislature in the country and receives much of its revenue from one economic sector, the oil and gas industry. These characters make Alaska, quote, highly, if not uniquely, vulnerable to corruption in politics and government, end quote. And this may warrant Alaska's low limits. Democratic Representatives Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and Zach Fields both said they would consider setting higher limits if the courts invalidate Alaska's limits. A winter storm warning for heavy snow was put into place for much of the northern half of Alaska last night. Residents of some areas in northwest Alaska could see localized snowfall of up to 24 inches from the storm, though most of the area is expected to receive anywhere from 9 to 15 inches, according to the Weather Service. Lower snowfall totals are expected at the extreme northern part of the state. Snow in both the northwest and far north regions will be accompanied by winds gusting from 55 to 65 miles per hour. Fairbanks, however, will be spared the intensity of the storm. Snow is forecast through the week, but no storm warning has been issued. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McRorty.